The book of Lamentations, our fourth study, is in chapter 4. Beginning in verse 1, Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Lamentations chapter 4, verse 1. How the gold has become dim. How changed the fine gold. The stones of the sanctuary are scattered at the head of every street. The precious sons of Zion, valuable as fine gold, how they are regarded as clay pots, the work of the hands of the potter. And so the beautiful temple was torn to pieces and scattered. 3. Even the jackals present their breasts to nurse their young, but the daughter of my people has become cruel, like ostriches in the wilderness. Ostriches lay their eggs in the desert sand, and then they leave them, and they don't take care of them. God's people, even the mothers in Israel, did not care about their children. They did not have the natural affection of a wild dog, a jackal. 4. The tongue of the infant clings to the roof of its mouth for thirst. The young children ask for bread, but no one breaks it for them. There's no food for the children, is what the prophet was saying. And if the parents happened to find some food, they didn't share it with their children. Which just illustrates the fact that a soul which is given over to sin as theirs were given over is a soul which doesn't know how to love anymore. 5. Those who ate delicacies are desolate in the streets. Those who were brought up in scarlet embrace ash heaps. And so those who once had it made didn't even have the basics once God's judgment hit. They never would have thought that this would ever happen to them. Such a prosperous country, not unlike the United States of America. Well, God can change things real fast. 6. The punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment with no hand to help her. The people of Sodom died quickly for their sin. God's people died slowly and painfully. 7. Her Nazarites were brighter than snow and whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies, like sapphire in their appearance. Now their appearance is blacker than soot. They go unrecognized in the streets. Their skin clings to their bones. It has become as dry as wood. The leaders of the people are in view here. And they were once healthy and strong and kept themselves looking good. But they looked as pitiful as the rest of the population now that God's wrath was in full force. 9. Those slain by the sword are better off than those who die of hunger. For these pine away, stricken for lack of the fruits of the field. The hands of the compassionate woman have cooked their own children. It became food for them in the destruction of the daughter of my people. People will do unthinkable things when they are suffering punishment from God, especially if they are impenitent like these people were. Instead of repenting, they will often do terrible, unnatural things in a desperate attempt to avoid suffering. 11. The Lord has fulfilled his fury. He has poured out his fierce anger. He kindled a fire in Zion, and it has devoured its foundations. God's judgment was God satisfying his righteous anger, which he had warned about for a long, long time. Verse 12. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy could enter the gates of Jerusalem. Yeah, Jerusalem had always been a very strong, fortified city. And it also had been a favorite city of God. That's why everyone was so surprised to see it torn to pieces. 13. Because of the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests, who shed in her midst the blood of the just, good people died because the religious leaders wanted to be popular and therefore did not preach the word of God and warn people about God's wrath. That's not a very popular message. Calling sin, sin is not a very popular message in any age, especially if you're dealing with mostly rebellious people. But some could have been saved if the prophets would have done their job rather than be concerned about their own popularity. 14. They wandered blind in the streets. They have defiled themselves with blood so that no one would touch their garments. The blood of the people was on the hands of the false prophets. 15. They cried out to them, "Go away, unclean. Go away, go away. Do not touch us." When they fled and wandered, those among the nations said, "They shall no longer dwell here." The face of the Lord scattered them. He no longer regards them. The people do not respect the priest, nor show favor to the elders. And so when the dust cleared, you know, everybody could see that the bad religious leaders who watered down the truth to be popular, they were despised by the people. The people were punished because they didn't repent, and one big reason they did not repent is that the preachers didn't want to preach a negative message. They kept saying, "Oh, everything's just fine. Don't listen to Jeremiah. He's preaching you a negative message about sin and God's judgment. No, you don't have to worry about that. You just carry on the way you are. God wouldn't punish you." Well, they were very popular while they preached that message, but now that God did punish, they're not so popular anymore. And the same will be true for the good time preachers in the United States of America in the year 2008 who have been preaching a positive message and never ever talk about sin and never ever talk about repentance. Just God wants you wealthy, God wants you healthy, God wants you happy. You don't have to worry about repentance. You don't have to worry about sin. No, no. Never talk about anything negative. And they've got their mega churches and their multi-million dollars annual salary, and they're very popular. Someday they're not going to be popular. When the vast majority of their people are burning in hell, they're going to be cursing them for not telling them the truth. They better enjoy their lives while they can, because it's not going to last. It didn't last with these guys in the Old Testament. It won't last with them either. 17. Still, our eyes failed us, watching vainly for our help. In our watching, we watched for a nation that could not save us. No one helped them because God was against them, and he didn't allow any help. 18. They tracked our steps so that we would not walk in our streets. Our end was near. Our days were over, for our end had come. Our pursuers were swifter than the eagles of the heavens. They pursued us on the mountains and lay in wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was caught in their pits, of whom we said, "Under his shadow we shall live among the nations." And so the anointed of the Lord refers to Israel's kings here. And, you know, the people of Judah, they thought their kings were very special because they were anointed by God. But the kings were punished like everyone else. There were no special favors for the kings of Judah because they had rebelled like everyone else in Judah. 21, rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, you who dwell in the land of Uz. The cup shall also pass over to you, and you shall become drunk and make yourself naked. God promises to punish the nation Edom because they were cruel to Judah. And they were. While Judah was being conquered, the Edomites stood by, watched, and applauded. Well, their time's coming, says God. 22. The punishment of your iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no longer send you into captivity. He will punish your iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will uncover your sins. Edom was scattered. It indeed was punished by God. It stopped being a country centuries ago, just as God said it would. And we will pick up our final study in the book of Lamentations next time. And until then, so long, everyone.